acceptance. Let them. Today you are choosing to dive into a powerful practice for emotional and mental well-being. Acceptance. And the quiet, supportive, healthy wisdom of using the phrase, let them. So just before we begin, I want you to tune into your breath. Become aware of it. And take a few deep breaths in. And as you breathe out, letting go. So take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let everything go. And one more deep breath in. And just let go. And perhaps you can find a comfortable way of being. Whether you're sitting or lying down. Standing up. And if you want, you can rest those eyes. You don't have to do anything. Just allow yourself to listen. We live in a world where we're often taught to push, to fix, to control, to do. We want to be understood, to be liked, to have things go the way we think they should. But here's a truth that can change everything. We can't control others. We were never meant to. And it's not healthy to even want to. Let them is not just a statement, it's a choice. It's a decision. It's the decision to stop wasting our energy on what we cannot change and instead learn to ground ourselves in acceptance, in presence, and in doing so, creating inner strength and clarity. So what does it really mean to let them? It means let them misunderstand you, let them judge, let them walk away, let them be who they are, even if it doesn't match who you thought they'd be. Let them do what they do, and then you decide what you want to do. It's not about agreeing with behaviour that hurts. It's about choosing not to engage in the endless tug of war of trying to make people different or to mould the world to your expectations. It's a form of freedom and it's a form of self-awareness. What let them says is, I don't need to spend my life explaining myself or asking anyone else to change for me. I get to be me and let them be them. Acceptance is the conscious choice to allow reality to be as it is, without resisting it, without judgment, without the need to change it. Acceptance is being in the moment and acknowledging what is. When you accept people for who they are, you see all of them. And if you want them in your life, you learn to understand that's who they are. Acceptance doesn't mean you like what's happening. It means you stop fighting it. When we resist, we create suffering, sadness, overthinking, hurt. When we accept, we can respond. We can be calmer. Acceptance is an act that supports us to create inner strength and calm. Acceptance creates space between us and what we think should happen. It supports us to move from reacting, overthinking, getting overwhelmed, upsetting ourselves. And it allows us to learn to be able to sit with what is, to lean into and to respond. And by learning to accept, we create a calm clarity which supports us to choose what feels right for us and healthier. So think for a moment, where in your life are you still fighting reality? Is it with a friend? Is it in a relationship? Is it in work, school, college? Think about what you are trying to change, fix, or convince, or who. Now take a moment and feel like what it would feel like to release that and to just go, let them. Let them have their opinions. Let them do what they need to do. Let them leave. Let them choose paths. And let yourself accept where you are, what you're doing. Let yourself accept this moment. Life is as it is, and it can change. But by thinking it should be different, you create conflict in your head, and that can support you to feel stuck. When you accept, you know where you are. And you know you want to be somewhere else. This is where your real power lies. Because when you accept others as they are, you stop giving your energy away. You reclaim your attention. You reclaim your joy. You choose your calm. And you become more grounded. You can focus on what's in your control. And what's in your control is your choices, your actions, your responses, your behaviours, and your boundaries. So how do you begin to live this way? You start by noticing where you feel resistance or conflict. And when you get triggered, you pause and you ask yourself, I'm going to take a deep breath here. What am I trying to control? And what would happen if I let go? You remind yourself, let them, I'm choosing my peace. Let them, I am choosing calm. Let that be your anchor when the urge to fix or change arises. Set the boundaries that protect your calm. And finally, come home to yourself, because acceptance is not just about others. It's about accepting yourself too. The parts of you that are still growing, still healing, still learning. You don't need to be perfect to be at peace. You just need to be present to feel calm. So I'm going to invite you to reflect with a few questions. What are you holding on to that no longer serves you? Who or what do you need to let go of? Where can you soften your grip and reclaim your peace? Let them be and let yourself breathe more easily. In taking the time to listen to this, to answer the questions, you are choosing you. You are investing time in being healthier. You are learning more about what supports you. You are learning to accept and let them. Take care of your precious heart and remember, acceptance is not about giving up. It's about choosing freedom, choosing to be and feel healthier in life as it is. So just take a deep breath in through the nose, and as you breathe out through the mouth, let the saying, let them, I accept all as it is. And another deep breath in, and as you breathe in, let them. And as you breathe out, just let go. And again, you can use your breath in any given moment to just change how you feel, what you're thinking. And using your breath allows you to pause. Let them.